This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and me throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Carifta Aquatics 2024, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, Fun Foods Wholesale, IAAF World Relays Bahamas, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
How much I used to suck, I'm a ring, so. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smack a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me.
The Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Wednesday, so you know we're going to open up the lines in short order. But before I do, you know, I got my good friends from Brief in studio with me because they got lots to talk about. Big things popping in April, including spiny lobster season. So, Crystal, good to see you guys. I hope you had a good Easter holiday.
Yeah, sure. We had a great Easter holiday. Hope everybody got into the water. We definitely...
I hear you all just do a sea egg hunt instead of a regular, you know...
Oh, we Easter need to look egg. Into
that's
that.
What I've been hearing.
I'm not sure. Maybe have a little more about that. So we have several events coming up.
Okay.
Our main thing, we're now in the Young Reporters for the Environment. We're now in the Young Reporters for the Environment competition season. So we have the workshop coming up this Saturday at the New Providence Community Center for students between the ages of 11 to 25 years old. So if you're interested, then you can hop on over to our Facebook page or Instagram, our social media pages, and see how you could participate in that. And you can RSVP. And send us an email saying that you wish to attend the workshop. So I am Crystal Darling. I am the communication officer at Brief. I'm here with Heather Brockbank, who is the outreach officer, and our Brief best scholar, Christopher Clark. So we also happen to be in the spiny lobster close season. And Christopher's going to talk a little bit about that because he's kind of like, he's done research on the spiny lobster.
He's passionate
lobster.
About spiny
yeah,
lobsters.
He's really
you think
passionate.
The spines. All right, cool. Well, Chris, good to see you again. Let us know about, you know, the closed spiny lobster season and break down spiny lobster because, you know, some of my friends are there. Lobster's lobster. They don't care.
All right. Great to be here. But our spiny lobster closed season, well, everyone knows open season. Open season is August 1st to March 31st. The rest of the year, season is closed. And spiny lobster, we like to call it crawfish in the Bahamas, what everyone loved to eat all the time. They like to put it in they pasta, all of that stuff. It's really special. So it's a different breed than the lobsters you'll find up in the U.S.
Correct.
Or in Europe. Our lobsters don't have the little claws like they do in a lot of places like Maine. They're the Caribbean spiny lobster or rock lobster. They're a really important fishery in the Bahamas. So we earn most of our fishery income from spiny lobsters. Spanish Wells actually is the biggest collector of spiny lobsters in the Bahamas, and I think they supply about 90% of the spiny lobster for this entire region.
Obviously, the importance for having the closed season is for them, obviously, to breed, correct?
To reproduce. Yes. So Caribbean spiny lobsters, they do reproduce year-round, but particularly in the warmer months, so during the spring and summer, is when they start to go in full swing with reproduction and they reproduce a lot more. So the closed season is just to give them time to do that so we can replenish our stocks and also give some of the smaller ones time to grow up. Hopefully they don't get caught in that time, and they can grow up and reproduce as well.
And obviously, remind everybody about the legal size too, because it kind of came up. And I always like to tell people, you know, don't take small tail, take big tail.
So the legal size for lobster tails is 5.5 inches. So that's from the carapace to the tip of the tail. That's to be 5.5 inches.
And when you say carapace, I mean, I know what you mean, but I know not everybody has a carapace.
The carapace is the head of the lobster, basically. So when you look at a lobster, you can visibly see like a little groove between the head and the tail, where it looks like it separates, and that's where they pull the tail off from. So you measure right from there to the tip of the tail. If it's 5.5 inches and above, you're good to take it.
All right. So obviously, again, repeat the close season. Remind everybody, because you know you still got your weekend fisherman. Money good and sparing money. And nobody looking. Let me get a lobster. It's okay. Not cool. Not, you know, remind them again.
Yeah, our close season is from April 1st to July 31st.
And obviously there are penalties too. If they get you catch breaking the close season and whatnot.
Some big fines. You could go to jail as well if you get caught repeatedly breaking the close season.
All right. So it's not, you know, it's not like we're just like trying to tell you, please don't do it. There are penalties that go with it. So please, you know, honor them and respect them. And obviously, like you say, it's important to the bottom line, especially for communities like Spanish Wells and throughout, you know, our archipelago and the region. So please let them reproduce and let them do their thing, because by God, I love me some lobster.
I think everybody does.
And you guys got some other activities coming up in April as well too, right?
Yes, the end of April. So Heather can speak a little bit more about that.
No problem.
All right. So moving from spiny lobster, anybody who wants to get their toes wet this month, you can feel free to join us on Saunders Beach on April 27th. That is a Saturday. So be sure to bring your whole family, friends, children out to this event. We're going to be providing snorkel gear. And any children over 8 years old can snorkel for free of charge. And we also help you. If you're not comfortable in the water, we can take it slow. So even if you're a first-time beachgoer, which would be surprising being a Bahamian, take the time and come out and support us. We always love seeing our members of our community and teaching them to see what we get to see on a daily basis under the surface.
And how can folks get in touch with you for?
Yeah, so you do not have to pre-register for this event, which makes it perfect. So if you want to come, you can feel free to come, or if something comes up, that's fine. But we really do encourage you to come out. And for any updates on this event, you can follow our socials, like Crystal said, at Brief242 on all platforms.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Brief242, and that's all platforms, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's BREEF 242.
Yeah, Brief.
Yes. Brief.
The like how somebody else say when y'all get hit in your tie cam, Brief. BREEF, Brief. Just like that. All right, well, thanks for stopping by, man. I appreciate it. And of course, you know, we get the information. Share out if you have anything by the end of the month you want to let us know, let us know. And next big event you guys got coming up, or season opening and closing, please keep us advised. We appreciate all that you do to keep us, you know, where we need to be.
Okay, thank you so much, Nadia.
You guys take care. Good to see you again.
Thank
all right. You. All right, we're going to open up the lines on the flip side of the break. So, Mr. Producer, let's get to our first break. And on the flip side of the break, the lines will be open. And we're talking about everything. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Another exciting Fish Fry Friday. We got the sleep, we got the rest. At Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, featuring the big band Visage and DJ Beats with the latest in soca, Bahamian, and old school jazz. Everybody take
a drop. Come to party, I like y'all. Don't want no man.
$25 general admission, $55 buffet and party.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Party until 11:30 p.m. That's April 5th, Fish Fry Friday. The stage has been moved, so you've got more dancing space.
Fish Fry Friday, April 5th at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
Parking at the point for only $10. See you at Fish Fry Friday, April 5th with the big band Visage.
Rogers. Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you ain't waiting.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Sylvie Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your gal. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you on the Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Phone lines are open. We're going to open them up for you right now. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Tax lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me check the text lines real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty. The traffic light is out on University Drive. It was out the entire Easter weekend, and it's still out now. Can someone please fix it urgently? I'm sure that's causing a dilemma over there traffic-wise. So, yeah, we need to have that looked at. University Drive. Thanks for the heads-up, texter. Good afternoon, Naughty. Great show as usual. Thanks for reminding the public crawfish season is closed, and please don't take the undersized one. Yeah, man, ain't no challenge in taking undersized tail. It's when you get the big tail. You know what I mean, Mr. Producer? That's when you win. Hi, Naughty. Does one need to know how to swim to snorkel? I don't know. Maybe you just need to know how to float to snorkel. Now, you could float with your face down, and yeah, maybe that's all you need to snorkel. But I would say you should have an idea of how to swim if you're going to snorkel, attempt to snorkel, scuba, spearfish, or any of that. Yeah, when you go around water, you should really have some idea, like a real solid idea of being able to swim. And if you don't, then don't venture too far. Use your precautions and maybe not go in at all. Just keep your toes down on the water. That might work out for you. All right. I'm looking at the headlines. And let me tell you, lots to talk about. This was blazing up the pages of the National Guardian News and Views in Madison, 1844. Police hold three in murder probe. Officers track suspect in Saunders' murder through CCTV footage. Org director calls for movement on Freedom of Information Act. Man, we got to get Matt Aubrey back on the show early next week. Let's make that happen. Matt, I'll organize it. We still calling for freedom of information, a movement on the Freedom of Information Act. And we ain't even crying. We ain't calling. We crying and screaming. Police searching for suspects in shooting of six people. Police investigating claim that officer was involved in robbery. All of this circulating. That's just the front page. But like I said, lots to talk about. BII member companies donate a record $10,000 to support local feeding programs. $10,000 in cash and non-perishable food items. Nice. Still got a lot of hungry Bahamians out there. I applaud anybody who supports the feeding programs. When you get back to the text lines. Great show as usual. Just don't put Pearly Lobster in the freezer on the left side. What I get from a Lutheran? No, I ain't been to Lutheran, so I ain't got no lobster yet. Now, if it's coming, I don't know, and that's a different story. Naughty, so you mean to tell me crawfish season closed? I wanted to mash down some crawfish like how Caitlin. Anyway, you, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, your spiny lobster, your big claws, you need Jesus. Naughty, how come the MPs have not declared us yet, and when will they be arrested or fired because this is ridiculous? It won't happen. How many administrations have we seen, past, present, and probably future, rocking red and yellow shirts to do the same-ish? They go in, $100 heirs, $1,000 heirs, come out, millionaires, and don't have to answer any questions about it and refuse to declare. It would be nice to see somebody haul before the courts for not declaring. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. If it would have, we would have seen it by now. That's why we got Matt Aubrey and others and myself and others crying and screaming for the Freedom of Information Act. That would definitely fall under there. You work for us. You need to declare. And if you're going to wait for us, we want to know how much you're worth when you've been in and how much you wait when you come out. That's not too much to ask. You know? Officer involved in which robbery? I missed that part. Sorry. All right. Front page. Nassau Guardian, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. It continues on page A2. Police are investigating a claim that an officer was involved in a $90,000 robbery. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernando said yesterday, Fernando was asked about a report that an officer reportedly stole $90,000 from a businessman. We are aware of that, he said at a press conference. My deputy commissioner and my team in the corruption unit are looking into that. There's nobody at administrative leave at this time, but obviously that could change. But the complete story is in today's Guardian. Front page continues on page A2. All right, Dexter, but that's just the gist of it right there. Now, here's something that you all could chime in on if you've noticed this as well. All right? I need to know. Now, let me open this by saying this. I think that the majority of Bahama Boulevard, the landscaping, the roundabouts, is very well kept. Looks very nice. Very appealing to the eye. They do a good job. I'm giving credit. Hats off to you. It does look good. However, I need to know which company. Is it the Bahama Resort itself? Is it a private entity? But who got the contract for that landscaping, which you do an awesome job of? Looks great. Can't knock you on that. But how y'all get to close a whole lane of traffic for y'all to blow down leaves? I don't see no raking or chopping. I just see blowing. How you get to close a whole lane of traffic on that boulevard, a very busy thoroughfare, for chunks of periods of time, hours at a time? Sometimes it's closed and no work going on. How does that happen? Now, if you've seen that and you've wondered, let me know. Holler at me. Give me some insight into it. Because while, yes, that boulevard should be pristine and green and well manicured and maintained as it is, it shouldn't be to the detriment of the traffic, you know, that's on that busy thoroughfare. Motorists have a right of way there. We need to be able to have access to all two lanes the majority of the time. Not have one on one side out, one on the other side out, and you know, it gets tricky down there. So somebody can enlighten me on that. I'd greatly appreciate it. You know? Let's have another look. Naughty again, we need more declarations from the MPs. Your earlier text was correct. We need to know. But it's our fault, you know. Because we allow the stuff to keep happening. We let it slide too much. We're too laissez-faire or laissez-faire, however you want to say it. Naughty, you're correct. That's always happening when I come down Bahama Boulevard in the morning. That is quite frustrating. I don't mind if they do it once or twice a week, but every day is crazy. Thank you, Texter. I thought it was just me that was loco. I mean, I am loco, but I mean, in a good way. But if that's going on in the morning, that could cause a problem in traffic as well, with people commuting to and from work and school. And Naughty, yes, the other text is correct. They don't position the cones properly because they put the cones on the roundabout, potentially causing many accidents. I was just touching on that same thing. Crazy. Now, I need some information too. And this is another thing that I need some info on. Let me get this thing up. Let me make sure I secured it. I think I did. Ah, yes. Now, I need to know if we have some folks, if this boat is registered, okay? If it's paying boat fees and all the fees and taxes that it needs to, like Bahamian boat owners have to, especially those in the charter industry. But I need anybody who knows Fun Club Yacht Charters. Fun Club Yacht Charters. All right? They got the big Facebook page. Allegedly are available to do day trips or term charters in the Bahamas. Bahama, Atlantis, it's better in the Bahamas. But it can be, because when you're cutting off boats like Gone Fishing, some good old Bahamian boys from Long Island will do a great job taking the tourists out and giving them that A1 impact experience. Andrew, Duran, the whole crew on Gone Fishing. Love it. Great experience. Take the tourists out. They fish. They go through the whole archipelago. They do all the fishing. Bonefish, deep sea fishing, wahoo, dolphin, regular fishing, and they got the experience. The guests always have the great Bahamian Kong salad, the food done right. Awesome experience. And they pay to run their business. So why could this boat, who doesn't appear to be a Bahamian boat, be able to just go through with their fishing, cut anchor lines, disturb buoys, and don't even check? And you know, I'm all about Bahamians first. And I know Andrew and that crew for a long time. Good people, hard working, sons of the Long Island soil. Can't get no more sheep running than them. That's my Long Island connect, man. And I don't think they should have to go through what they go through already with the taxes implemented on boaters and charter boat owners in this country by this administration. And then got to deal with appears to be foreign entities fishing and making money in our waters and cutting anchor lines. So please, Fun Club Yacht Charters, please get me educated. You know? Let's find out what's really going on. And if you are legit, then it's all good. But you still owe Andrew them an anchor. And y'all need to wake it out. That's all I'm trying to say. Naughty, next time the MP come to your house asking for your vote, ask them if they declare. If not, close the door politely. Maybe some of them you should just slam it on them when they walk up the walkway. Naughty, I keep hearing consistently a certain MP doesn't have a bank account. You think he's hiding something? I don't know. Maybe you need to double check. Maybe, you know, they'll come streamlined now and they go on digital. They got their card and all. You never know. Naughty, I really need to see an MP go to jail for not declaring to set an example just once. Naughty, they're doing the same thing in Abaco right here in Treasure Key. All right, Texter, what are they doing in Abaco and Treasure Key? Are you referring to the fishing? If so, elaborate for me some more so I could address that too. And is it the same company that I just mentioned, or is it a separate entity? Well, Mr. Producer, you see that the whole archipelago is being, listen, you know, Abaco, Grand Bahama, Lutheran, Zuma. But y'all, listen here. You know what we need to do, right? Tell the boss we need to do some shows live from these family islands. That's what we need to do. Get up off the rock, get out this box and, you know, get some sand in our toes and cold brewskis in our hand. That's what I'm talking about. You know, after the show, not before and not during, but after for sure. Naughty, it doesn't make sense. If that is the case, how is the MP getting his salary? He will need a bank account. Yes, Naughty, regarding fishing and a different company. All right. But still the same kind of thing, right? Abaco, we do the Abaco report on Monday. Make sure to call me this Monday, Abaco. Chime in. And if you see Roscoe down there, remind him you can chime in. So he'll make sure you chime in. You know what I mean? All right, let's check this out. Another text. The boat fee is designed to put the Bahamian fishermen and tour boat operators out of business. I am a captain with concerns, Naughty. And I share those concerns with you, Cap. You need to let me know next time you're going off the island, Cap. I got dibs on KFC and cold brewski. I could use a couple hours off the rock. Whee! 4:44 p.m. is the time. But, you know, a lot of people share the same sentiment. And what's sad is happening throughout the archipelago. We got enough going on. We shouldn't be disadvantaged the way we are being disadvantaged. Business-wise, the playing field should be leveled. At least let us have an advantage, you know, have a fighting chance in our own country. I almost sound like the man from the Eastern Road. Can you please investigate the MP with no bank account? If you want me to do the Eastern Road impression, just say so, text. That's all. I'm going to tell you how it's hot. See, the Eastern Road sounds like this right over here. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of things going on. You know, there's a couple of potholes up there on the Eastern Road. There's some work done and the trench are all dug up. You know what I mean? I got to know what's going on with Clay. I mean, Clay's a little conky Joe boy. I got off the Eastern Road. I don't know. I can't do nothing like that, man. I got to look for him, you know, in the Family Islands. I got to look for him in Spanish Wales. We got Clay, you got to have a talk, man. You need to do something about the Eastern Road. We're going to let you in the sailing club, you know, or the yacht club if you come playing around. You need to fix the Eastern Road, man. There you go, Texter. All right, next time you got to pay for it. I can set up a GoFundMe for charity. And when you all come with these crazy requests, once I see you made a donation, we'll do the show. I'll do the impressions right where you want them. I don't mind. Don't mind at all. Once you go to a good cause. Wow. That's a good question. Naughty, what's up with all the catamarans in the middle of Montague Harbor? This is about the third time this come up. And what's going on with Montague Harbor? Is there not enough dock space for them to dock? Or are they just paying the cruising permit and that's the spot to dock now? But they're dropping anchors out there. You got a lot of coral out there. You got, you know, ecosystems going on. Digging up the seabed, I mean, that's a lot out there. That's a lot of activity. Naughty, great show as usual. If Sam did the Eastern Road talk, he would have only gotten 5 days house arrest instead of 25 years. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, I appreciate the thumbs up. Yeah, man, yeah, we need to do something like that, man. But, you know, let it go to a good cause. Because, you know, I into pay styles, not freestyles, you know. Y'all think that's a good idea, eh? All right, we might set that GoFundMe up for charity when we need something here and put it in the name of Talking Heads. I like that. GoFundMe, that's a good one, too. I like that play on words. Naughty, please, we need the traffic light fixed on University Drive. These horrible potholes, please. I text, I already opened, and my first text was your text. Now you're hitting me back again to remind me. All right, University Drive traffic light is out, and it still needs to be fixed, and some potholes over there as well, too. All right? All right. Oh, yeah, biggity boy when you're all ready. What else is going on? Police searching for suspects in the shooting of 6 people. But one thing, you know, I tell you, boy, you stay on social media long enough, you see these videos pop up long before they get to the news. Very disturbing, though, that's where we are conflict resolution-wise. That it escalates to that. We got a lot of concerns going on. A lot of concerns that slip to the back pages, especially with violence against men, women, and children in this country. It's really out of control. We got to protect the youth. As a matter of fact, Rise Bahamas, Tadar, Tanil Burris, she'll be on Friday. That's my special guest. Pearly's in tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Conflict resolution.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
If you have a conflict, you should really try to resolve it without violence. That would be the best way. And then sometimes, you know, if you really got to slap the ish out of somebody, sometimes that pops up. I understand.
I hear a lot of folks talking about conflict resolution, right? And the underlying issue is that most of them don't want to understand the nature of the conflict.
Good point. Okay, right now, there. That's pretty deep. I like that.
Okay, it's a good term to use, right? So, okay, you know, our young men, right? People are saying, well, these guys need conflict resolution, right? But especially those young men who are involved in the drug trade, right, or the murders and stuff. But the persons I hear about, a couple of the persons I hear about talking about conflict resolutions, they made their money in the 80s.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I think I know you're referring to too as well.
They made their money in the 80s.
But, Carlo, I think that a lot of the chickens from the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s are coming home to roost.
That's why
we have such problems, you know, society-wise and with conflict resolution.
It's the 80s in particular. Exactly almost 40 years. And this thing blows up. Okay? And you know how we know it's localized, right? Is that whosoever is the perpetrator and whosoever is the victim, 99% of the time, they come out of the same demographic. Ain't nobody outside that scope is being harmed. It's just those persons in that particular space. Now, we have to understand that those persons who came out of the 80s, they have children and grandchildren at this time. And you can trace it right back. This is where most of this stuff is coming from.
That's what I was meaning when I made the chickens coming home to roost reference.
Yeah, man. You know, until our politicians especially look at it for exactly what it is. Okay, this crime we have now, this has its root in politics. This has its root in politics.
I mean, you know, when you look around globally, there's always that element. I mean, from even our neighbors to the north that we like to imitate so much, but it's something that we need to break that cycle. We need a fresh perspective when it comes to the politics and the electorate and making elections and everything. I mean, we need to change. We've been doing it the same way over and over and over for years, and look where we're at. We need to look at a different approach collectively.
Hey, and we got to get to the source of this conflict and stop playing with ourselves. You see, the source of this conflict is right. It's right in our neighborhood. It's right in our churches. You know, those outstanding.
It's everywhere, but it's decided. It's going to take the government. It's going to take the present administration, the opposition, me and you, society, the church, the schools. I mean, all hands on deck for this if we really want to get it right when it comes to crime.
Yeah, if we want to get it right. But I think, you know, now and then, I get the impression that our leaders love this dysfunctional climate.
There you go. There's a lot of people that said that too. But Quill, I got to get to the break. Good stuff is always. We'll be wrapping up this first. I got to get to the break. We got to get to the news. But good stuff, man. Appreciate you. All right. Let me check the last set of texts. All right. So, last call. Just let me go to the break. Still looking at gas prices, man. Dear God, 560. Rubis, 575 SO, 561 Shell. Still wondering, you know, how the retailers are going to make a living. Still no change in that. It's very, you know, concerning. Very concerning. Why do you think we'll ever get the Freedom of Information Act? Yeah, we got to get it, man. But in what state are we going to get it? We got to get it in the best, you know, form possible. It's going to benefit all Bahamians. It's got to be, you know, good for all and sundry, not just for one or two select few and to protect. No, it's got to be able for everybody to know what's going on. As much pertinent information that can be accessible to us and be made readily available to us concerning the business of running this country, then we need it on multiple levels. We need to make sure the procurement act works as well, too. Good stuff, Texas. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour. I want to thank Bree for stopping by, too. Don't forget, Spiny Lobster season is now closed. You need to let them, you know, recuperate, rejuvenate, and, of course, you know, procreate. That way they end up back on our plate. You see all the rhymes when I come in with today? Well, I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. But, yes, be sure to chime in the 5 o'clock hour, too. Lots to talk about there. The rap on Carifta. NBA playoffs coming up. NFL offseason. Big trade in the NFL today, too. Yeah. Stephon Diggs on the move, among others. So we'll be talking about that and more. Mr. Producer, we ready to go to the break? And then to the news? We got one more break, right? So let's go to the break. Straight from the break, we'll get into the news. Right after the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports as the Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a 6th straight victory at the Carifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Carifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Carifta Aquatics at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CariftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
Attention ice cream lovers. Are you ready to elevate your springtime indulgence and taste of luxury with Häagen-Dazs? For a limited time only, treat yourself to the quality of Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99 per pint. Yes, you heard that right. Indulge in the finest flavors without breaking the bank. This exclusive offer is available at all Lickety Split and Super Value locations. Experience the premium quality of Häagen-Dazs at an unbeatable price. Spring has never tasted this good.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Grifter Aquatics 2024, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, Fun Foods Wholesale, IAAF World Relays Bahamas, Sean's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Look for Pearly. Pearly should be zooming in short order. We got Pearly, but look out for him. Pearly will be zooming in. You know Pearly can zoom in. Dodgers won, so Mookie Betts carrying on like a crazy man. So Pearly might be watching that Marlins game right now. They on early today. So I'm sure we'll hear from Pearly in short order. He's probably watching the game right now. Or at the air fryer. You know, he probably got that book, 1001 Baseball Recipes for Your Air Fryer for Baseball Season. You know? So let's jump in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And then hopefully Pearly will be chimed in there and we can do what we do. Here's what happened on this day, Wednesday, April 3rd. April 3rd, don't forget today, happy hour, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Be sure to check them out. On this day in 1977, Montreal Canadiens became the first team in NHL history to win 60 games in a season. They beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 to end the season with a record of 68-12. 1995, the Major League Baseball Players Association agreed to a proposal of the team owners to expand the 1985 League Championship Series from the best of five games to the best of seven. 2002, Michael Jordan of the Washington Wizards announced that he was done for the season due to a knee injury. 2006, U.S. President Bush threw out the first pitch at the Cincinnati Reds' opening home game. Sports quote of the day, you can see a lot by observing, Yogi Berra. And you can hear a lot by listening. That's how I know Pearly's chimed in. I hear the air fryer clanking in the background.
I'm right here, my brother.
What's happening?
Everything quiet. I'm right here. I'm good. When you get the who's in and who's out, I'll see what's going on.
Yeah, well, let's check the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. It's Whopper Wednesday. Be sure to check them out on that at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. And obviously, you know, six straight for Team Bahamas in Carifta Swimming.
That's my people. Yep.
Young Mr. Saunders with the emotional performance, second place, taking the silver.
Did you see the video?
No, I got to watch it, but I heard good things. No,
you done a little softy anyway. You can tear up. I mean, yeah.
I am softy now.
No, he said, man, I swam for my dad. And the way he said it and everything and the hugs and all that, it was really a touching moment, man. It was really a touching moment. God bless him.
And I hats off to him, man. I know what it's like.
And then there was another kid from Grenada whose father passed there too.
And she medaled as well too. So I was happy for both of them.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. But God bless them. That's amazing.
Good stuff, man. Bahamians competing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We got Bahamians competing at the Florida Relays. And just touching on the sixth straight for Carifta Swimming, we need to keep the pool in top shape.
Yes, we
need
do.
To maintain
yes,
it. Do. Yes, well, maybe Pearly have to come after y'all again.
Yes, because isn't the FINA World Championship this year? They already held that. That was last year.
No, I think that was last year, but they have other events coming up, and these kids
Olympic
need to be.
Year. Come on, duh. Olympic year, duh. I'm
right, they need to have everything at their fingertips to do the best they can at any international events, the pre-qualifiers, the Olympics, and even post-Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. But let's keep it going, guys. The pool looks good. People are very happy with it. And you know, you and I touched on a little bit yesterday about them talking about the type of announcers they had there.
Right.
When I listened to them, they were talking about how fast the pool was. They talked some stuff about the pool. You know, so give them credit. They did a pretty good job and you know, realized that the way the pool was, I don't know how fast a pool could be faster, but it was really fast, they were saying.
Well, that's good stuff. We got a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Holy Nazi, what's up, man? In Petersburg, what's happening?
What's up, St. Pete?
It's raining over here. It's raining cats and dogs over here, man.
They had a bunch of tornadoes touchdown in Kentucky and places like that.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate the Bahamas supporting team, you know, for winning it again. But look out, when was the last time the Bahamas went track and field in Carifta?
Pretty good answer that.
We did, but I can't remember when. I honestly don't remember when.
That wasn't when we had. Really hold on, that's not when we had like Boy Blue and them.
I think it was way back then. It's been more than 20 years. I'm pretty certain of that.
Well, because those Jamaican boys, it's something in the soil or whatever, boy. It's, you know, they always been up. they always been a high power, you know, when it comes to the field, boy.
The big difference is in the Bahamas, we play everything. We do every sport and we're good at every sport.
Yeah, that's true.
In Jamaica, track, cricket, soccer are the three majors. Well, I mean, they play everything. They do other things too, but the kids come with their mother's womb running track and field. Somebody was telling me they were sitting, they went to Jamaica to visit and they were sitting down outside of school and the kids were not, school hasn't started yet and you had them racing. And they talk about 20, 30 across racing and that's all they did all morning before time to go to class. Race. That's all they do.
And the one thing a guy was telling me, a Jamaican guy, he said, man, the reason why a lot of those artists, he said a lot of Jamaicans eat natural food too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's probably part of it, but it's the love of the sport. Just as in the Dominican Republic, those kids are born and by the 10th day, they're swinging a bat and throwing a baseball. In Cuba, the same thing.
Yeah, just like in Brazil, when they're born, they give them a soccer ball.
They come with their mother's womb kicking a soccer ball.
Yeah. But boy, we got to beat them Jamaicans in track and field, boy. You know what I'm saying? They dominate, boy. No.
I pray for it one day. I do pray for it one day.
Yeah. All right, man. We got to be careful on the road. These crazy people on this road and it's raining, man. Hey, y'all be safe.
Be safe, St. Pete. Always good to hear from you, man.
All right, now. Dude.
I got Boy Blue in one of my chat groups, Pearly. I hit him up now and see if I got an answer. That, you know.
So my girlfriend announced that she's going into the WNBA draft.
So where do you think she's going to end up?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I get it. I haven't really studied it yet because a lot of them haven't declared yet. Once I see who all declared, then I'll be able to talk and see. She'll be a top five pick for sure. All right. She'll be a top five pick.
We got to get into who's in who's out. We'll slide right in. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Pick up the chef, Carmen, and the crew. You know, the flagship store open until 6 on Mackey and Rosetta. The new location out there in the West, R&D Plaza, open until 8. And they got the gyromobile now, too, man. All good.
I tried to go, you know, I'm a particular app that I order food off through. I tried to order them, and I don't know if they were just not on the app or what. I couldn't get through. I was very disappointed I couldn't get my salad yesterday.
I think they might have some technical difficulties. I saw some
I think
intro.
That's what it was, but, you know.
I think they're good to go right now.
We'll probably go back at it.
Listen, yeah, somebody sent this, and I can let you deal with them. Tell Pearly, Angel need to learn to read before she go to the WNBA.
Why would they say that? What proof they got, Angel? Angel had a 3-point GPA.
Yeah, I'm just, there's a lot of Angel Reese hate, and that's all, you
know. That's because the rules, you know, she is, I don't want to say, I don't want to say flamboyant, but she's out there. She's going to be in Vogue magazine. She's gonna be a feature in Vogue magazine.
She getting paid across the board, you know, with the Nil project.
Paid,
so
you know, she's getting paid. She's making $3 million a year and NIL. So and she's different. She's not a snooty child. But she got a head on her shoulder. And she's making money. She's doing good business decisions. And she's having fun on the court. All right.
I got a text to chime in and say Naughty and Pretty. I think it was 82 the last time the Bahamas won Carifta. But they put up a good question. How about this, though, fellas? What about per capita? Do you think we won track and field per capita?
If we put it per capita, then we would win. Remember that. We only need 300,000 to, what, 1.7 million?
Yeah.
So we would win if it's per capita. But I mean, that, you know, we say that, but to me, that's the cop-out, man. You know, I can't say Dan Marino is just because per capita Miami had less people, so he got no. You got to go win the championship.
Boy.
You know what I mean? You can't say per capita. Per capita don't work.
Well, as we slide into who's in and who's out, Pearly, got some scores for you. End of the ninth. Yankees and end of the sixth, sorry, 2-2 Yankees and the Diamondbacks. They're tied up at 2.
So what happened to your box last night?
Boy, they gone cold. They needed Viagra. They were quiet. They
you know, my Dodgers have scored at least 5 runs in every game so far for the season.
That's great, man. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Having an offense like what we have, you know, and we put up some big numbers. I get you.
All right.
But, you know, today it's 2-2 right now. And okay. Aaron Judge has gone deep. And he's got 2 RBIs. His third of the year. They're
That's good.
2-2.
That's good.
And who else got some hits? Rizzo got a couple of hits for him.
So we have a saying in Chippingham.
And Rondon's on the mound, five and a half.
2 runs, that's not bad.
7 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 3K.
My next door neighbor is a huge Yankee fan.
Smart guy.
And he loves Judge. So every morning our greeting is, he's maybe half a block down the road. The whole area is starting to say it now. Every time he walks, he sees me, all rise. And then I lance him back, all rise. So now all the neighbors are shouting all rise. And instead of saying good morning, we shouting that out to each other in the mornings now.
Oh, God. I'll make sure to shout it out when they pass by, too. Now.
Yeah, when you pass, you shout all rise. You know, and the guy right on the corner there sitting by the little makeshift thing, they shout all rise. All them guys here like that.
All right, cool. Well, looking at the Marlins, they lost 10-2 today.
No pitching. Absolutely no pitching. The starter gave up 4 runs.
But I'll tell you, man, I was lucky enough to go on Sunday.
How
great
was that?
Game. Listen, man, MJ, my beautiful wife, she made sure me and the boys were hooked right up behind the bench. She did it as a surprise. You know what I mean?
Wonderful, wonderful.
So we were lined right up, and then when we got there, I literally was like the proud uncle. All Dumbling boys were there. Josh Bell was there. And Nick Gordon, don't call me D. Nick, don't call me D. Gordon was there.
Jazz was there.
You know?
You got to talk to them?
If I got to talk to them, as we are sitting down, Jazz is walking into the on-deck circle. And he turns around looking toward the crowd. And I hit him with, Josh Rado! And he looks straight at me and put the head down, starts shaking the head like, oh, no. Here we go. I say, Uncle Naughty Reach, start killing yourself laughing. I say, nah, listen, they've been giving you a hard time. I need you to do something for me today. I say, come to see you go yard. Sure enough, bases loaded when he reached the plate. Third pitch, grand salami.
Super.
And we got the point coming into the dugout. He came over and hailed us and everything, and Nick Gordon came over and spoke. It was great, man. The boys loved it. I loved it. I was a proud uncle, man.
That's good, man. That's
really
cool.
And it was
good to
know that those fellas remembered us from Don't Blink, same way we remember them.
That's cool. Well, I hope to go there in September. The Dodgers will be in town, so I'm looking at that.
Jazz may be traded out of there by then, because listen, they ain't won a game yet. The pitching is garbage.
He may be coming back in September.
Yeah.
He may be coming as a starting second baseman for the Dodgers. You never know.
You never know. I mean,
I'm not the bride. I'm looking at the Dodgers team. They've got a really good pitching staff right now. But you got Clayton Kershaw coming back. Walker Buehler coming back. Dustin May coming back. And Gasolin coming back. And there's another, and Gatterall, he hasn't pitched yet. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun second half of the summer.
Dexter really just chimed in. Naughty, for God's sake, whatever you do, don't shout out Big Red Machine when you pass that neighborhood.
That's Jeff.
I don't know who that is.
You can Naughty, Big Red Machine. Ronnie all knows where I went. Everybody knows where I went to school.
Well, you know, like I said, Big Dad Machine, but yeah, everything cool. Naughty and Purdy digs to the Texans. Is that a good trade for them? I think, what's your take, Purdy? I got my take on it.
I think it's a really good trade for the Texans. I think he just got out of Buffalo because he was not happy. I don't think Buffalo wanted to get rid of him. But it weakens Buffalo, so I'm happy with that trade. He's gone. I don't have to worry about holding him. And I think Texans wanted that.
I look at the Texans saying, you know what? We have a very special talent in C.J. Stroud. And we have him for cheap for the next 5 years. Let's put the pieces around him to see what we could do. And offensively, brother, they are loaded.
So you know what they did last year without him? So they got him this year.
Now, let's look. Didn't they just add a running back in free agency?
I think they did, if I remember correctly.
Then they got two wide receivers. Tank Dell should come back healthy. He was blowing up. Nico Collins doing big things. Dalton Schultz, former Cowboys, solid tight end, had a good year.
Now they had a really good year.
Stephon Diggs to that. The offense is going to click with C.J. Stroud. He's going to have weapons. He's going to have options. D'Amico Ryans is going to get the defense sick because you know he's a defensive-minded coach. Yeah. I will say right now, you got Kansas City in the AFC and then nudging it up next to Baltimore right there on that second tier right under Kansas City is now the Houston Texans.
Yep.
And then right after them on the tier right below, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns. You got a couple of teams in that neighborhood right there. Pittsburgh Steelers, but Russell Wilson, the jury is out. I think they're going to be a dark horse if Russell could play well for him. Oh, Joe Mixon. Thank you. Thank you, Dexter. That's right. Mixon was the running back who they picked up.
But, Dexter, your finger's a little faster than mine today.
Yeah, but they solid. I mean, they're solid offensive. Let me tell you how solid they are. If you know, and I think maybe LeBron started this with me in L.A., but if Jerry and Steven keep doing fool in Dallas, I will rock a Texans jersey, you know. I think I've always been a fan of C.J. Stroud. Maybe I need to just get a breath of fresh air down the road in Texas.
Wow.
I mean, Bernie, you don't think Jerry them could have done this around Dak too, man? Come on, man.
Wow.
You don't think they could have done it around Dak when he was cheap?
They should have.
They don't think they could have signed his contract without some more money to spend around him? You don't think they could have got the extension done ahead of time instead of waiting until August like they're going to say now? Come on, man.
They didn't. They should have.
I look at my Cowboys like the Bahamian voting populace with the administrations we've had. We are the conk. They've been beating us for years. And Jerry them been beating me like a conk. And I need them to stop.
You know what? Since you love jazz and, you know, you're not going to leave your Yankees, might as well come to Miami, be a Dolphin. I bring an application form. Stop by, pick one up. I'll get it approved. I'll give you my recommendation.
Mr. Producer, before that happened, you got a razor blade back there? That ain't going to happen.
Okay. I mean, the offer's there. You know, a standing offer to you as my invitee is a standing offer. I'm sure the rest of the board will agree with me.
No. If I leave, it could be in the state of Texas. I can never come pull for you, Albany. I still got too much issues with you all.
Naughty. The offer's there.
All right.
I don't want in February come rub it in your face, you know. But that's okay.
No, Freddie, you know I live in my Cowboys. But my God, Jerry them got me upset, man. Dear God.
I can imagine.
They sit there. They do nothing this whole entire offseason. Oh, we re-signed Chema Adoga today. Okay, great. The bottom line is this. If you're going to depart, if you're going to, you know, cut ties with Dak and you're going to let him go and you're willing to eat it, then see if you could come to an agreement with him and say, all right, you got a no-trade clause. Where would you like to go?
Yeah, but nobody's going to trade for him for that kind of salary.
No, Pearly.
I guess they give him an extension.
But there's enough teams out there that there are some teams that would take Dak in a heartbeat right now.
Whoever gets Dak next is going to get him for a heartbeat. It's going to be a similar Russell Wilson situation, I think. There's a dead cat hit for 45 minutes. Does that get that money next year or only this year money he gets?
No, that's money we owe him.
Okay, all right.
We got a call. Let me get to the call real quick. Talking heads.
Yeah, bosses. That's good y'all lose money last night. Y'all ain't got to listen to me. I tell y'all go to Miami and go with the points. But y'all ain't got to listen to me. We ain't losing no more games in April, you know. We ain't losing no games in April. Now, the night...
One second, Muff.
Okay,
hold on
stop,
a second. All is well with you and yours and your heat one, so I know you happy.
Three in a row. Yeah, I'm happy. Three in a row.
You see now why we got to start referring to them as sheetheads again. You remember that we used to call them sheetheads back in the day?
No, I remember that.
Yeah, they're a bunch of sheetheads, man. But anyway, go ahead.
I remember that. They lost three straight and we went three straight. Now, the night when Indiana lost, we go leapfrog them. Now, tomorrow night, Embiid back. He looked good. He looked good last night now. He ain't look rusty at all. But ain't nothing happening. We still could beat them.
But all right, you're still...
Yes.
You're still number seven. 17 and a half back on number one. But Indiana half game in front of you. Over them. And the Sixers a game and a half behind you.
Exactly. So when Indiana lose tonight, we join in 16 after the night. And tomorrow, when we beat the Sixers... Because I'm being back, but we ain't worrying with him because Bam is a 3-point shooter now. So Bam could bring him out to the 3-point line, and Hockey S and Jimmy and Scary Terry could run the paint, could take over the paint. So we ain't worrying, but we ain't losing no more game in April. So we ain't going to worry about that.
Now, y'all ain't losing no more game in April.
Yeah, in April, we ain't losing no more. The last seven games, we gained 7-0. So we could get the 6th seed or the 5th seed. Now, Pearly, you see, they gave Molster extension on his contract this last year. I glad of that. You know, what did he do? 26 touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
So that's a good resign. And I think Jamaica got 3 million. 3 million people, man. Not 1.5.
Right,
they got 3 million.
All right, then. So again,
yeah, they got 3 million.
You know, the pool is bigger.
Yeah, man. So by when we reach Sunday, when we go to play Indiana, we'll beat and win five straight, and we'll match them up. That'll be six straight, so we can hop the number first for 6-8.
If Buff on the side, he can talk, but you're good now.
Yeah. Well, you're all looking out. You're all looking out. You all look good last night. Do I see you all? You all look a little good. Yeah, you know, you all beat up on Toronto, the little dead team, you know, the under 500 team in the playoff. But ain't nothing happening now. Y'all, like you say, I hope y'all can try and scrap your way through, but we getting back to the final, so you ain't got to worry about that. It's over, man. Bomb it in 3 years now. And Love back.
Really
Love back, man. And Hero coming back next week.
We'll be back
in top shape.
All right, man.
All right? Sorry, so let me let someone else get in before the pick.
All right,
gentlemen. Yeah, y'all have a nice afternoon, and we can link up.
Good day from as always, man.
Yeah, man, link up.
What I'm trying to say is actually the Lakers are in a pretty good position to get the 8th spot. If they can win out, they sit in a pretty good position to get the 8th spot. And if they can get the 8th spot and they win the play-in, they'll be the number 7 team and right away go into play the number 2 team so they don't have to buck Denver right away.
All right, Tesla chimed back and said, my fingers are still faster than Purdy. It was 1984, career to 57 medals. Thank you, Tesla. Right. Appreciate you.
Okay, cool, Renan's. But, 84, all right. Mm-hmm. That was the Olympic year. All right.
But, yeah, I mean, back to what I was saying before the call came through. I mean, you know, I've been seeing this over and over in the Cowboys, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. And they want to sit there and tell us, oh, we don't have the money. Man, listen, they have automatic restructures and people contract where they could just tell you, man, we restructure and we got $5 million here. They could have their money every year. All right, Pearly?
Yeah, they can.
They skin flints and they cheap. And I really believe, like Stephen Jones, he will not spend for Armani. He will go to Burlington Coat Factory and buy, you know, 5 suits for $1,000 rather than, you know, one
probably
nice suit for $1,000.
Probably so.
He's that guy.
He'll probably do that.
Now, one move that I think may work for Dallas on the cheap, if he's healthy, and I've seen the reports, he's working out, he looks really good, but he's always been an injury magnet, is J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, I heard that.
Apparently, we could get him on the cheap and send him a deal. He's willing to come to Dallas. He's a Dallas kid, and he's from Dallas. So that might be something that works out for us on the cheap.
If you get him on the cheap and you get him healthy, it would be a steal.
Correct.
It'll be a steal.
And see, that's the problem with Jerry and especially Stephen Jones. Every once in a while, you will find a nugget like that. You know what I mean? Where he puts it in your face. See what I did?
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it works sometimes, so they hold on to that. But I think right now what Dallas needs to do is focus on 3 areas in the draft. Offensive line, running back, wide receiver.
Well, yeah.
And I say wide receiver because there's a plethora of talent in offensive line and a plethora of talent at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
You know?
You need wide receiver for sure. You need defensive back. You need a running back as well.
Correct. And even if you get a Dobbins, you know, you still want to have a committee going.
Get a young kid, you know. Yeah.
I like that kid from Wisconsin late, man. I think he's going to be a banger. I think he's going to be a good back in the league. I like Trey Benson from Florida State. I like the injured kid from Texas who tore his ACL.
I don't think he'll be ready for September, will
he? They say he's going to be ready, but, you know, you still got to get him in. And you know, it's different, you know, rehabbing and playing at the collegiate level than rehabbing and going into the pros, coming off an injury like that.
Yeah. So I like what Miami's doing.
And then the kid from Tennessee, too. Jalen.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I like what Miami has done. I like they bring St. Lamb back. Tyler Boyd is a possibility to come to add to Miami. On the
That's
cheap.
A sneaky
like
good pickup if you get him on
I
the
like
cheap.
That. Hopefully they get him. So what it does, what Miami has done in the offseason has opened their options up for that number one pick. Now, we could probably trade it out and grab a bunch of second and third round picks, or we could go the best player on the board, which could be a wide receiver, which could be something else. So the moves they make doesn't put it like that. You have to take an offensive lineman. You have to take this. You have to take that. No, they now have options to take whoever the best player is, and I like what they've done. So we'll see what happens. No superstar signing, but some solid players. And if they all play together and stay healthy, they'll be all right.
I think, you know, Miami's becoming more attractive to free agents, you know, Purdy.
Well, the coaching staff is good. I think a lot of places said picking up the defensive coordinator pickup has been a – people don't know how big a deal and how great a signing that is until they see what he's doing this year. They thought that was a, they thought Miami got a steal in that.
They did. I mean, you got some young, talented players and coaches too.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens. You know,
I think that division like is that between is. You and the Jets now. No longer is it between you and the Patriots. It's you and the Jets now.
Yeah, and I was listening to Greenberg, and Greenberg said he'll die if the Jets, because they have the Jets saving the take. I think Bonner, the tight end from Georgia.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? Why? He's going to die if we do that. I don't think they need. I think they need something else.
What you think they need?
They need offensive line help. And they need a decent backup quarterback as well.
Mm.
But they definitely need offensive lineup. Their number one pick should be an offensive lineman. They got to protect Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they signed Tyron Smith from us, so.
Yeah, but they need more than that. They had a bad offensive line last year, you know.
This is true.
So they need that.
His O-line was horrible. But Rodgers may be done. We don't know. We don't know what condition Rodgers is in. Rodgers may be done.
You know, and that's why they may be keeping it a secret. So, but they're doing the draft will tell us as well.
Yeah, and that remains to be seen because you are one of the candidates to trade back or trade out.
Yep.
And if somebody's going to give you like second round picks and third round picks this year, but you could stock up, then why not do it? Because there's a lot of parity between talents after the first round. Second, third, and fourth, it's a crapshoot. Everybody in there got a lot of similar grades.
Yeah, there's in wide receiver, it's very deep in wide receiver. It's very deep in tackles. It's not so deep in the secondary. They got some pretty good linebackers out there, but offensive line and wide receiver is the deepest part of the draft.
Yeah, the offensive line and wide receiver this year's crop is rich, though. I cannot lie. I agree with you there, Freddie. Very rich in those two positions. They got some good defensive tackles as well, too.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of them, but the ones that they do have are very good.
You'd be surprised how much wide receiver you pick up in the third or fourth round who would probably end up being a superstar in the league or a very good wide receiver in the league.
I agree that there's a lot of talent in that wide receiver class, so much so that, you know, they had Polk from Washington going in the third round. And he's a stud.
And he is, exactly.
So we'll see.
You've got about seven first-round quality wide receivers and probably another seven second-round quality wide receivers and another five or so third-round all-quality wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean,
every college had a good wide receiver.
A lot of teams are going to, be surprised. Some people fall in the draft, like you say, like Pickens did with Pittsburgh a couple of years ago from Georgia, but we see how good he is. You're going to have some dudes that are going to make some impact on some squads.
We'll see what happens. There's a new draft that came out yesterday. I'm going to take a look at that today and start looking some more and doing some more reading up on what's going on.
A mock draft?
Yeah, you know.
That's kind of.
They're talking about whether I think Minnesota may try to make a move up, and another I forget the other. Maybe I think the Raiders may try. They talk about may want to make a move up to get a quarterback. You know, get one of those the top four quarterbacks, the top five quarterbacks.
Well, let me hit you one. Let me entertain you with one. With CBS Sports just put out 2 hours ago, their latest mock draft. Listen, I heard the funniest reference about Caleb Williams, but I have to tell you off air.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Purdy, but you're going to bust when you hear it, bro. Purdy, it's hilarious. But anyway, they're projected CBS latest mock NFL mock draft, first round only. First pick for the Bears, Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU, at number two.
He's probably the best one in the group, though.
The Patriots, quarterback, Drake May, North Carolina, at number three.
That can be another Jones for me. I don't know why. I don't like that pick. Go ahead.
Malik Nabers, wide receiver from Arizona, at number four.
I've been hearing that he jumped over Marvin Harrison. I heard that.
We have a trade at 5, Los Angeles Chargers. The Minnesota Vikings trade up for the 5th pick from the Los Angeles Chargers. And they draft J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan.
This is something I don't like.
At the number 6 pick, just because he fell, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver. And they need a wide receiver in New York.
Number 6 to who?
Marvin Harrison to the Giants at number 6. The Giants at number 6.
That's a good pickup for them. They need that.
Correct. Number 7, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame, goes to the Titans at number 7.
The guy's a 4.0 student, pre-med, I think.
Smart guy. Pick number 8, Jared Verse, edge from Florida State to the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears, again, with the 9th pick, because you know they've been wheeling and dealing. Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. So they helped the offense and the defense in the first round.
Stud.
Pick number 10, Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington.
He's good.
Very good. All right, we got a trade from the Minnesota Vikings. The Chargers come down to the 11th pick from that earlier trade. They take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama.
Okay.
Denver with the 12th pick, Kerryon Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. 13th pick, the Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from Washington.
Good pick for them. Good spot.
Number 14, the Saints. Olimwai Fashanu, offensive tackle, Penn State.
Okay.
The 15th pick belongs to the Colts, and they take Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo. Seattle with the 16th pick, Troy Fautanu, interior offensive lineman from Washington.
He's probably the only interior lineman that's worth a first round, that high a first
17,
round.
17, Byron Murphy, defensive lineman, Texas to the Jags. 18, tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia to the Cincinnati Bengals. That's scary.
That's for them.
19, Johnny Newton, defensive lineman from Illinois. Got to replace Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Number 20, the Steelers take Tyrese Fuaga, offensive tackle, Oregon State. The Dolphins at number 21 take Jackson Powers Johnson, center from Oregon. 22, the Eagles slide in and take Cooper DeJean, cornerback from Iowa. Very rarely do you see white boy cornerbacks, but anyway.
Yeah, he's good, though. Fast, too.
The Chargers with their second pick in the first round from the Vikings, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU.
I thought Miami would have taken him.
With the 24th pick, Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia. The Dallas Cowboys, 6'7", 340 pounds worth of offensive lineman. There we go. Tyron who?
Good pick. I like that for y'all.
Cornerback, 25th pick, the Packers, Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback from Alabama. Good pick for them. Graham Barton, offensive tackle from Duke, goes number 26 to the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay.
Trade from the Houston Texans. The Arizona Cardinals are on the board. Liatu Latu, edge rusher from UCLA.
Okay.
The Bills replacing Stephon Diggs, who they just traded today, to the Texans with Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas.
Okay.
Chop Robinson, edge linebacker, goes from Penn State to the Detroit Lions in round 1 at 29. At 30, Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma, goes to the Baltimore Ravens. Good pick there. Stout boy would love that. Cornerback Enish Rakenstraw Jr. from Missouri goes 31 to the 49ers, to the 49ers.
Okay.
And your guy, Ladd McConkey from Georgia, ends up in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes.
Back up. Okay.
Good pick there. All right, Purdy, let's slide right over into the picks right now, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. NBA tonight, Lakers and the Wizards. Lakers by 12.5 over the Wizards. I like the Lakers to win it, but I don't know about the 12.5.
I get no Lake. The way they look yesterday, they play like that today. I give them the 12.5.
All right. The Hornets by 1.5 over the Blazers. I'll take the Hornets at home by the bucket.
Yeah.
The Hawks by 11.5 over the Pistons. Everybody, you know, beating the Pistons. They should change their name to the Detroit Chalk. That's what one tax court says. I'd like the Hawks to win. I don't know about the 11.5 because the Hawks ain't all of that in their own
Money. I'll take the money line.
Pacers by 7 over the Nets. I like the Pacers by 7 over the Nets. I'll roll with that.
Okay.
Thunder plus 12 against the Celtics. A lot of people sitting out for the Thunder. Celtics, I like, but they're horrible with double-digit covers, so I'll take them in the money line.
All right.
The Milwaukee Bucks by 12.5 at home over the Grizzlies. I'll take the Hell Bucks no. in the money line.
Hell no, not 12.5.
Magic.
I'll take the Grizzlies in the points.
Magic plus 4 on the road against the Pelicans. I like the Magic. They sneaky good. They had a day of rest. I'll take them in the 4 points against the Pelicans.
Okay.
Raptors plus 16 against the Timberwolves. I like the Timberwolves, but not by the 16. I like them to cover.
I mean, the Lakers just beat them by 18-17 last night. That's a possibility.
Maybe. But I like Edwards doing big things.
Money line, though, just to be safe.
There you go. And last game of the night, Cavaliers plus 5.5 on the road in Phoenix. I like Phoenix to win, but I don't know, boy. That 5.5 might be. Keelan's a good team.
Let's see something else. Wade is out. Porter is out. Lee is out.
For Cleveland?
Yeah, and Allen is game time decision.
All right, let's go with Phoenix in the money line. We got to get to the break, Purdy, though, because you know Colin Cowherd taking us home with Nick Wright, and they got a good breakdown today. They're breaking it down, that whole Stephon Diggs to the Bills trade. You know what I mean? And Marvin Harrison Jr. stock dropping and Mays stock rising. All right, you're in tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Have a great show tomorrow, man. Appreciate all what you do. Enjoy your night, man, with Dodger baseball and baseball ad nauseum. Quick break.
I'm actually watch the Lakers at 7, Dodgers at 10.
There you go. All right, quick. Bye. There's your Take night time. Plan. Quick break, flip side of the break. Nick Wright, Colin Coward taking us home. Good stuff today, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads.
Yeah. Ciao, ciao.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit cibcfcib.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
Made exactly the way they should be, by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all-white meat, triple-breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick-cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce, every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The excitement, the fierce competition, the entertainment. On May 4th and 5th, our Bahamian athletes will compete with hundreds of the best from around the world to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics.
Gardner takes the title.
Come witness history as our athletes chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the 2024 World Athletic Relays. May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Daniel Jeremiah, DJ, now joining us live. So I'm looking at mock drafts and prospect rankings. So, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, a buddy of mine who scouted for the Eagles, John Middlecoff, and I said, give me one guy that can't bust. And he said, well, Brock Bowers dominated in Napa, then went to the SEC and was dominant as a rookie. He's like, I can't see Brock Bowers dominating or failing. But what's interesting about that is you probably can't either, but tight ends and safeties don't get paid in this league. And if you draft him high, you're paying him. So I think years and years ago, a scout told me, a GM told me, Patrick Willis was the cleanest, best player in the draft. He went 11. He goes, but he's linebacker. Mm-hmm. And the linebackers aren't going to go top 4 or 5. So when I watch this year, I'm like, okay, Brock Bowers, that can't miss. But do you think he goes high? The Chargers need a tight end. The Jets need a tight end. The Giants need a tight end. What do you make with that position and that kid? Because I watched him eat up the SEC as a freshman.
Yeah, look, he's a great player. He's going to be one of those guys where I'm going to have him higher grade-wise than where he's going to go. And you hit on some of it there, Colin, in that if I'm picking up there in the top 10, I want to not only bring in a good player, but I want to maximize the dollars that I have on my salary cap here. So if the receiver market and those guys are fetching, you know, upwards north of $20 million a year for those top receivers, getting up towards $30 million a year, and I take one there in the top 10 and I'm spending $7-8 million on that. That is a huge amount of savings that I'm not only drafting that receiver, I'm freeing up all that other money to go fill other spots on my roster. Whereas the top end tight end market, you're nowhere near that. So you're not getting that same value, that same savings. And then you add to that every year, you know, we see guys like Sam Laporta who goes in the second round and was awesome last year. Obviously, Kelsey's a great example. He was not a first round pick. Kittle was a fifth round pick. You can find good players outside of the premium picks in the draft at that position. And then the Kyle Pitts thing. Kyle Pitts is as high a grade as I've ever given a tight end, but it's a situation-dependent position where they don't have much quarterback play there, and we haven't seen Kyle Pitts do anything that we thought he would do.
Yeah. You know, your quarterbacks, you have Caleb 1, you have Drake May 2, and here's my concern. Unless you have remarkable physical traits, Josh Allen, Stafford and Mahomes may be the best arm talents I've ever seen. Lamar Jackson, people just don't move like that at quarterback. If you have that, you can be a little rough around the edges. I'll roll the dice and try to refine you. But I mean, Drake May's big. He's 6'4", 220, but it's not remarkably big. And what concerns me is if you're not otherworldly unique, if you don't have it, then I want production and consistency. I don't know what I get. Even in his pro day, aren't you a little worried that stuff that should be automatic for him a lot of times isn't?
Well, I would say, first of all, let's start with the pro day. He threw the ball a lot more than anybody else did at the pro day. I think it was almost close to 80 throws, the majority of which were really good. He had a couple that got away from him. I'm not going to overreact on that side of it. I would say the other side of that argument, when you talk about, you know, Josh Allen, okay, he's a really good athlete. He's not as good an athlete as Josh Allen. He has a really strong arm. It's not as strong as Josh Allen. I'll put Josh Allen to the side, and I'll give you one with Jordan Love there, Colin. Colin, I mean, Jordan Love, the year before his final year in college, we were talking about him like he's a top five pick. Then the supporting cast disappears. His production goes way down. It didn't change the ability that he had. The surroundings change. And obviously he had the luxury of sitting and waiting for his opportunity there in Green Bay. But I think, you know, from a skill set standpoint coming out of college, I would have Drake May as a more talented player than Jordan Love. And we've seen Jordan Love land in the right position. I think Jordan Love's going to be a really good player for a long time.
Yeah. So your mock draft, you do have Minnesota moving up for J.J. McCarthy. If you think it's going to work, do you think it's going to work? Because as I've said earlier on the show, it's a furnished apartment. They have everything. Just put some waters and Diet Cokes in the fridge. Left tackle, receiver. They're ready. That's a move-in turnkey property. Or do you think it's going to work because JJ's otherworldly? Because I watched Michigan a lot the last couple years, and I thought he was good. I never thought he was a top five player. What do you make if Minnesota makes that move? Is your take on McCarthy? He's great. Or it'll just work at Michigan and Minnesota because it's set up to work.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's my 20th player. So when you look at the other three guys, I have the other three in the top six in terms of how I graded them, and he's the 20th. So there's a separation gap there in terms of the talent. And, you know, we've always used the analogy, Bucky and I, we always talk about, you know, are you a truck or are you a trailer? There's very few trucks that can pull the team behind them and make everyone better. Most of these guys are trailers. They're going to be dependent on their situation, and then they can be a part of the winning. They're not going to be the reason why you're winning. And I think when you have the setup they have in Minnesota, it's the most quarterback friendly destination that I can remember for a young quarterback to potentially walk into, to the point where, look, I'm still not giving up on Sam Darnold. I'm excited to see what he looks like, you know, with all that support and setup they have there in Minnesota. But with JJ, He's got all the ingredients, Colin. He just doesn't have the same sample size, and the offense didn't run through him like it ran through these other top quarterbacks. So, you know, the analogy, and you're the king of analogies. Great, this one. Give me an A to F on this one. I've said that JJ has the same ingredients, but while these other quarterbacks have baked a wedding cake, he's put a cupcake out there. We just haven't had a chance to see quite the same sample size. Can you give me a grade on that one?
Let's let it bake. I'll give you a B, maybe a B plus.
Okay, I'll take it.
Finally,
I'll take it.
Is there...
C's get degrees, Colin.
Yes, two questions left. Number one, is there a player that you could see dropping either fit, need, or questions? Maybe it's Penix, but are we going to have an Aaron Rodgers situation here where you're like, that player's, I think, better than that? Is there any player you think could drop your hearing things?
Well,